I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic highlights a health issue and then explains how we can deal with it naturally. So welcome, Dr. Betty.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Each week, you're giving us tips on different health issues and teaching us how we can get to the root of the problem and deal with it naturally. And I'm intrigued to hear what you have to say for the middle of the summer.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about mold, actually, mold and fungus, because one of the issues associated with mold and fungus is that we're exposed to it everywhere. Mold and fungus are found naturally outside in our gardens. Certainly when it rains, we get an increase in mold and fungus. And certainly in the fall, we get increases in mold and fungus. And the main thing is to make sure that there's more mold and fungus outside of our houses than inside of our houses. And the other thing that happens this time of year is that people experience flooding. We've had a lot of big rainstorms, and maybe somebody's basement has flooded. And that can create mold issues inside the house. And sometimes we don't always see it. After a cleanup, you know, we might think that everything's gone, but behind the drywall there can be mold that's building up. And those things can actually cause health issues. As an example, sometimes I have patients coming in with something called environmental acquired illness, and that can include things like fatigue, joint pain, red eyes, blurry vision, shortness of breath, tingling, sinus congestion. That's a very common thing associated with mold exposure. And even neurological issues or depression. All these things can be associated with mold exposure where it hasn't been treated inside the house. It becomes an issue for the body, and it causes autoimmune issues for the body. So one of these things we can do naturopathically is certainly assess whether there's an exposure to these kinds of things, assess the diet. For example, people sometimes are aggravated when they're eating cheeses, other kinds of moldy products, vinegar. So that's a sign that there's an aggravation because of dietary issues. And then we can assess, for example, what their exposure is, and then reduce their mold exposure inside their body, treat inside the body, and then, of course, we have to address what's going on in the house. So for patients that do have mold in their house, I often refer them to certain companies that actually can assess their mold, the air quality inside the house, and then treat it accordingly.
So you're a mold detective.
I am a mold detective inside the house and inside the body.
And if someone is having those symptoms and they want to talk to you about it, or they just want to start dealing with their health naturally, complimentary consultation?
Absolutely. They can give me a call at 905-707-2001, or the website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
905-707-2001, thornhillnaturopathic.ca. There's a link to this website from my sponsor expert list on marilyns.ca. You go to Zoomer Radio and then click, and there it is, sponsor experts, as are all the team members of From a Woman's Perspective. So if you have questions, don't hesitate to ask your questions of the experts and get answers. And complimentary consultations are yours with Dr. Betty, as they are with everyone else on my team. So Dr. Betty, again, the number, just so people can remember it.
905-707-2001.
Thank you for that, and I look forward to learning more about how to deal with health matters naturally next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you.